Good morning, everyone. This is Candace. I'm coming to you from Autism One Radio. Today, my guest is Sakina Sands. She is an RN, a clinical certified manager, and a health coach. Sakina is with Doctors Hospital West. She's in the Bahamas, and she's going to talk to us today about what they do with their practice and give us an overview. Good morning, Sakina. Thank you for being with us today.
Good morning, Candace, and thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure.
It's quite exciting.
Parents of children with autism are always looking for the treatment that is going to pull their kid out of this fog. So can you tell me what Doctors Hospital West has to offer for our children with autism and give us a little overview of what you have going on at your practice?
Yes, sure. Well, like I said, Doctors Hospital West is a part of our Doctors Hospital Health System. So our main hospital is a 72-bed acute care center. And Doctors Hospital West is a unique facility that offers hyperbaric treatments, we offer primary health, we offer extended care, rehabilitation, and it houses our FMT programs, our fecal microbiota program. We were fortunate back in probably 2013 to meet the team from the UK, Paymont Clinic, and that's Glenn and Ned Taylor. And we were introduced to the possibility of them expanding their program, looking at different locations that may be interested in providing FMT for, you know, varying different conditions. So after about 2 years of back and forth with getting approvals, we opened our program in late September 2015. And we treated adults up until January, and then we extended our program to offer pediatrics in January 2016 when we were fortunate to have one of our pediatricians express an interest in being a part of the program. So since January 2016, we've treated about 44, 45 children to date, and of those children, there's about a little over 80% come with a diagnosis of autism. We do other conditions as well, any gastrointestinal complaints, Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, those are the main ones we see. But the bulk of the kids we treat have a diagnosis of autism. We do a nice sort of patient-reported study that, you know, we try to invite as many parents to take a part of because we want to track children's progress. We want to see what happens after the FMT. And of the persons that have actually come back to us, there's about 84-85% of them report a significant improvement following FMT. Now, that could be just with gastrointestinal symptoms, but a lot of times it's behavioral, it's attention, it's social interaction improvements, which, you know, when we're looking at our children with autism, it's very, very exciting to see and to get feedback that is saying that there's a significant improvement. And I think with Dr. Adams' recent release of his study, it really just solidified it. What we've been doing for the last four and a half years is creating such an impact. So I'm excited because I lead the FMT program, but we also have the hyperbaric, which can also be used in conjunction with that. So I'm really excited to tell you more. You can, you know, what you need to know more.
So in the hyperbaric program, I understand that you have the ability to use more oxygen than a typical hyperbaric program?
Our chamber, we have what's called a monoplace chamber, so it's one of the individual chambers, and it's 100% oxygen. So some hyperbaric chambers are a mixture of oxygen and air. This is 100% oxygen, so the treatments are very, very effective. I would obviously let our Dr. Eva Renta, who leads our hyperbaric program, tell you more about that. And a lot of what we do with hyperbarics is a lot of wound care, and we see significant changes with the wound care and the wound healing process. So the idea is just increasing the repair, the cellular repair with the 100% oxygen just helps to speed things up a bit.
So I understand that you also do stem cell. Can you tell me a little bit about that program?
We don't do it in for autism, but we do run a stem cell program for diabetes. And we have a physician from Argentina that's living here now, Dr. Nesplez, and he's having incredible results following stem cell for type 1 diabetes on insulin, and obviously chronic type 2 diabetes that's on insulin.
Well, that's amazing. I want to thank you for working so hard to help people that are ill. So can you tell us where we can find Doctors Hospital online?
Yes, absolutely. Well, Doctors Hospital, you can find doctors, that's literally just doctorshosp.com. And that's doctorshosp.com. And that's our main page. Anyone can find me, which is the easiest way when it comes to the Doctors Hospital West programs. It's just SFANS, so my first initial, and then SANDS at doctorshosp.com.
Doctors Hosp.
Yeah.
H-O-S-P.
.com. Yeah, like hospital without the last few letters.
Perfect. So our parents can check you out online and look at the programs you might have available, and they can get more information by emailing Sakina Sands.
Actually, it's just S Sands. Yeah.
Okay. That's S Sands, S-A-N-D-S, at doctorshosp.com.
Right.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing more. Perhaps we can talk to some of the doctors or just go in and look at some of these programs on a more detailed level.
Yeah, because on the website we have, and obviously depending on what you're looking at, under the FMT, it says, all the different things. There's a lot of FAQs on, what is it? And I think a lot of, obviously parents have done a lot of research on what it is. The procedure itself, it's a very, very simple procedure. I get a lot of questions of, I don't know if my child will stay still, because we don't do the capsule method. We do, it's almost like an enema method. And surprisingly, I always say to the parents, obviously the first day the kids are not sure who we are, they're not sure what to expect, but we're very used to dealing with our children. By about the second or third day, they're usually really great. They always surprise the parents, not us. They surprise the parents on how well-behaved they are. It's not a painful procedure. It's a bit of a strange sensation because obviously we are using a tube that goes a little further up, so it's a bit of a strange sensation. But once the kids know that, okay, these people are not going to hurt me, the procedure doesn't hurt, there's no needles involved in it, they're usually tolerated very well. Very, very minimal side effects from the FMT. The worst is usually it may be a bit of gas or bloating, and that usually resolves pretty quickly. It doesn't happen to everybody. So we follow the UK, the Tamont Clinic UK's protocol, which is a 10-day treatment protocol. It's a different implant each day for 10 days with the weekend off in between. And the reason we give a different implant is so that we can maximize the diversity of the bacteria that we're giving. We want to make sure we're giving a really big blanket coverage of all the possible bacteria that somebody may be deficient in.
Well, that's great to know because I had no idea. I thought it was a surgical procedure. So this is really great news.
Yeah, yeah. It's really, and it's the same procedure for the adults and for the children. We just give the children a little bit less volume. So the implant itself is about 30 mils, which is only a few ounces. It's quite a small amount, and we mix that with some, we call it deoxygenated saline. We take the oxygen out of the saline because a lot of bacteria it dies with oxygen. So it just, we're creating a liquid that we're actually just giving via like a longer enema tube so that it deposits it into the large intestine. And once it's in place, it takes about 2 minutes literally to put the liquid in. And then the kids go in three different positions to try to make the fluid go all throughout the gut. And that's it. Most of the kids are, you know, if they don't want to lay still and they want to jump up and say, I'm ready to go, then we don't stop them. Bacteria arrive and they will find their way in large intestine. Once they get inside, that's where they want to be. They start to grow and they start to multiply. And then they do their thing. So the procedure is very, very simple. It's what we do alongside it that makes the difference. What are we feeding the kids? Kids are great because they're not like us. They don't always get as stressed out, and they don't overthink about what's happened. So they just, you know, I say when kids are here, let them have fun. They can go to the beach. They can swim. They can play. There's no real restrictions. So.
Well, that's awesome. This is great news because I thought this would be like some real invasive procedure. So I'm very pleased to know that it's not being poked
cut. Like I said, it's obviously it's an enema tube, or it's a long tube, but the kids are they receive it very, very well. I think the thought is worse, and certainly with the adults, we kind of overthink it. The kids are just like, I need to know that the face that I'm going to see every day is not doing anything bad to me. A lot of them, if they start to feel better while they're here, it's that connection of, okay, I know what Sakina's doing to me is, I may not really like, but I know it's making my tummy feel better. And they make that connection, and they're usually really good.
If a family were to come and see you, would the child be staying in the hospital or would they stay in a hotel with their family?
No, they would stay in a hotel. It's an outpatient procedure. So you're here for about an hour in the clinic every day. Most people stay either in a hotel or an Airbnb. So it's such a short time. And there's, like I said, there's very little side effects to it. So there's not a big restriction. A lot of the adults tend to feel a bit tired, and sometimes with the kids they feel a bit tired, and that's just normal. If you can imagine the energy that the body is using up with the change in bacteria and the change in the microbiome, it's your body's response is, let me relax, let me rest, let me repair myself. And so other than that, we don't put any restrictions on the kids.
Well, that's just great news. Well, Sakina, I want to thank you. And if you'll hold on the line, I'll say goodbye to my listeners. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, but, you know, just if anyone has any more questions, then they can feel free to email me, or I can give you my main line to my office if you'd like that. And we also have a lot of parents that have gone through the program because we know it's daunting. We know, you know, it's a big step in a treatment process. So we have a lot of parents that have gone through the program that are always willing to speak to prospective parents just to give them, you know, what happened while I was here? What is the staff like? What to expect from a parent perspective? You know, how did my child respond to it? How did they cope? And I think that's important for people to have, you know, a soundboard from another parent who's gone through and who's going through similar.
Yeah, testimonials are always great.
Yeah.
Do you have any testimonials on your website?
No, we're actually building we're building that at the moment. So we don't have it on our website. Paymont UK have, but they don't treat children under the age of 16. But we're kind of revamping everything in that respect now.
Okay, well, that's great. So we will talk again, And if you'll just hang on to the line, I will bid our listeners adieu and talk to you in just a moment. So
thank you everyone for listening.
I'm sorry?
I said thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Sakina. Thank you for taking the time. One moment, please. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day. And we will be going into further detail on some of this stuff. So we'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.